Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 736, 736, and you're welcome to this podcast if today is your first time. And if you've been listening to me, I'm so grateful that you care to even come back again. It is my joy to have you here. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say, you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events that led to the death. We're on this revelatory, and we've gone into Genesis and then Luke 1, incarnation, and then now in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And that's what we're doing. We're paying attention, giving the word of God top priority in our lives, giving more attention, more time to the word. And we looked at Mark 11, the story of Jesus with his disciples, and he cursed the fig tree. And the following day when they came, he said, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. And Jesus said in something profound. His response was Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." You mean any man, everyone, whosoever. Really? Yes. We discovered that Revelation 1:5 and 6 says that God has made you into a king and a priest. It's a king first before a priest. King before priest. And how is the king going to function? By words. By saying words to mountains. And that's what we're looking at right now. And I said yesterday that anyone who is going to be a talker to the mountains will have to mean his words. And as scammers, liars, and not mean your word, playing with your words, and promising and failing, and misrepresenting things by your speech, whatever conning, scamming, con artist. And I told you the story of a young man I met in the university who was born again, and yet he admired this con artist, just loved them. He wanted to be so, and he became so. So if you've had a foundation of that, then it means you would have to go to work right now. And that is a radical change. No more lies. And I remember my husband said something that amazed me. He said he came to the point of saying to himself, he said, "If I lie, I promise that I'll go back to the person and say, I lied to you." Hey, how it cost him and how it affected him. Eventually said, because of that, I couldn't lie, because I knew that it was worse to go to the person and say, "Listen, I spoke to you guys and what I said was a lie." And he said how people would look at him with scorn in their eyes and hurt and all that. He decided, no, I would rather, instead of going through all that, I'd rather not lie. So I don't know whether somebody, this will help you, because he promised that, I promise in Jesus' name, I promise that anytime I lie, I will go back to the person I lied to and say, "Listen, you remember I said this, I lied." The embarrassment alone was a killer. He decided, I would rather tell the truth. I would rather go through the humiliation of saying the truth now. So that is what my husband said it did, and it helped him. I don't know how to help somebody. But the essence of this is that if you don't mean what you say, if you play with your words, if you train yourself not to mean your words, the day you need the mountain to move and you speak to it, your body, your soul, and your demeanor, attitude will say, "Hey, this guy, This young lady, you can't trust her. When she says look up, you have to look down. When she says look back, look forward. When she says look forward, you have to turn around. This one, you cannot. So because you have trained yourself in that way, your whole body and everything will respond in that same way to you, because it knows that you cannot be trusted when it comes to words. So that is what I am teaching you, and I'm training you, and I'm saying you will have to make a radical turnaround. It is so, because that is not your real nature. If you're in Christ Jesus, your real nature is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth. He is the truth, the truth, the truth. Your nature is Christ, and Christ is the truth, and the truth now lives in you. Because of that, lies cannot play around you. Lies must leave you. Scamming must leave you. Scheming must leave you. Not meaning what you say must leave you today. It must go. And if an evil spirit has taken advantage of that, then I rebuke that evil spirit. We agree, and I agree with you, Jesus. I rebuke that evil spirit. If that evil spirit has come to stay in your family and is wrecking havoc, I rebuke that evil spirit. In agreement with you, we rebuke that evil spirit. You must go. He must go now. You must leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave them alone. You cannot. The spirit of lies cannot live with us. We reject it in Jesus' name. And I declare that, and you are dissociated, disconnected from that evil spirit of lies and scamming and scheming and misrepresenting and not meaning what you. I rebuke that thing in Jesus' mighty name. And any legal rights the devil has linked on your life, on anything that you're doing, anything concerning you, concerning your family, your husband, your relationship, your wife, your children, concerning your money, concerning your health, anything Satan has laid on, take your hands off. Go. Lose your hold. Leave him alone. Leave him. You must go, and you must go right now. Never come back again. In the name of Jesus, because the truth is what lives in you. The truth lives in you now. And be full of the truth, be full of the word, be full of the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you believe it? You are so blessed. Blessed. Please come back for more.